You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Landry Locker, John Lopez live from the Houston Open in anticipation of the best sports weekend in the history of this city. You got two ALCS games, not just ALCS games. You got two ALCS games between the Astros and Yankees, the series that we've been anticipating for a long time. That's going to be popping off downtown. Then Mahomes versus Watson. This is one of the first games you look to when the schedule came out. You're going to get to see it. Mahomes a little bit hobbled. Deshaun Watson, the AFC's Offensive Player of the Week two of the last 3 weeks. So you got that going for you, and you can sprinkle in a little bit of college football, Texas-Oklahoma at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and Alabama versus Texas A&M, which I will be attending as well. We're going to try to get Rich off that action with Lee Sterling in just a second of Paramount Sports. But since we're talking about gambling, I just wanted to go back to last night when I damn near had a heart attack during the Astros game.
This is so good.
There are a lot of people yesterday that were listening that came up to me. I want to say there were probably 10 people that messaged me.
Set up your bet.
What happened? Came up to me and piggybacked on a bet that I threw out there yesterday in anticipation of the Astros-Rays Game 5.
Okay.
The Astros total runs. The over-under was 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I came on the air and I said, we are going to see an offensive explosion from the Houston Astros.
Right.
5 runs, you can go ahead and chalk that. Mm-hmm. You can start counting the money. Clear out the savings account. Get the kids' college fund. Throw it all on the Astros. They're going to score 5 runs. Don't even sweat it.
Yep.
Don't even worry about it. Bet your max. Let's eat, baby.
So did you sweat?
Well, it's interesting you asked that, John Lopez. Because as the game starts yesterday, the Astros in the first inning – they scored 4 runs on 5 hits.
Mm-hmm.
It was an absolute butt-whooping in the first inning, and all I needed from the Houston Astros after they scored those 4 runs.
It was one run over 8 innings.
One more run.
Yeah.
I was online shopping. I was basically seeing what I'm going to buy. I was counting my money.
Did you max bet that?
Yes, I did, John. Yes, I did. I did max bet. All the money that the bookie would allow me to throw down, I threw down on the Astros scoring 5 runs. And as they score those first 4 runs, it's going crazy downtown. I'm getting messages. Everybody's sitting there hitting me up saying, what a good call by you, man. Heck yeah. Thank you so much for that money. Thank you so much for the bet. People are counting their money just like me.
Then what happened?
Well, the Astros didn't have a base runner until there were 2 outs in the 5th inning. Michael Brantley walked. Astros end up getting shut down that inning. And they go on to not have a single hit until there was 1 out in the 7th inning. And Josh Reddick hit one into center field, blooped in front of the center fielder. However, it was scoreless in the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Astros were on top 4-1, they were not going to be batting in the 9th unless they allowed 3 runs.
Right. So you were done.
I was done. Until the 8th inning, when a guy that I've been loyal to more than anybody else in this town.
More than your girlfriend.
The man I know, well, the man I know as Michael Effin Brantley comes up to the plate, and this happens.
Brantley with a drive. Deep right field. 5-1 Houston.
And just like that. Just like that, you hit the over.
Bomb. And everybody can celebrate and everybody can exhale.
You had to have been killing yourself.
I mean,
it was 4 runs in the first inning. 4 runs with 1 out, I believe, most of them in the first inning. All they do is score 1 run for 8 innings. Well, 7, whatever it was going to end up being. And they didn't do it until the very, very last moment.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, there's bad beats, but a lot of times bad beats just come at you like that. Like, it's quick.
Yeah.
It's painless. You know, like when something happens and they say it's not quick, it's painless.
Yeah, you could see this one coming from a mile
away. You don't
want
to suffer.
And it was building and building. You were suffering.
I had to suffer through 7 innings of this after I was basically counting it. And I'm just sitting there watching. And
They retired 19 straight.
I was never going to gamble again if I'd lost that. I'm serious.
Well, now you can gamble again.
That would have been the most painful loss that anyone could have suffered. And as I'm watching it, I put on my lucky practice jersey, and I just watched. And the Astros ended up getting that dub, John.
Yeah.
I was very happy.
Golly. And I was actually.
No, you were rooting against me. I know how you are.
You said earlier.
I know how you are.
Okay, here's the truth.
No, I know that you wanted it because you thought it would be funny and we could sit here and joke about it.
No.
And I could sit here and be the butt of your jokes and we could talk about it. I know what you wanted.
Here's the absolute
truth.
Don't
lie to me.
I didn't want you to lose money. I was pulling for you. But don't get me wrong. I was entertained. I was being very entertained throughout the – I looked up. It didn't really dawn on me until like the fourth inning. And I went, oh, crap. Landry's got over 4.5. Got over 4. And I went, oh, this is getting good. And then the sixth, and then the seventh. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they only have one more at bat because they're going to win the game.
And my buddy, I have a buddy, and I'm not betting. Look, if I lose, it's not – I'm going to be able to pay the bills.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to eat. I'm going to be able to do everything. It's not like that.
Yeah, but like, you did max bet.
But I did max bet, like, what I bet. And it's not a lot. But I got a buddy who bets like thousands a month, and he called me as I'm on my way. I'm turning on Kirby. I remember exactly where I was because I got my Uber home from the game or the start of the game after the four innings. No. It was after the show. It was after the show on the way before the game, obviously, because he made the bet. And he's talking to me, and I'm like, bro, 5 runs for the Astros? That's nothing.
Nothing.
This dude's max bet. Now, this dude's max bet
is a little different.
Was just as high as mine, and he piggybacked it.
Yeah.
But he ended up winning too. And he started texting me back and forth. And you know who the best teammate is? I got to say this. You know how good of a teammate he is?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Pendergast.
Yeah.
He was out there downtown with me, and I'm just lucky to call Sean a teammate. When it comes to actually, like, rallying for you and being happy for you when you make a bet, Sean Pendergast is the best.
100%.
He is 100% the absolute best. Because I think, and we're about to talk to Lee Sterling, speaking of gambling, and we're going to win some money this weekend and build on the momentum that the Astros gave us.
That Landry is on.
Exactly. The biggest weasel is the guy who doesn't bet on a team, and I accuse you of being this weasel, and bets against and sits there and cheers against the guy who has the bet or takes joy in it.
Like what you thought I was doing with you. No.
No, I don't think – No, I'm talking about the guy that's in the same room with you. I mean, I would have laughed if you would have done the same thing. Look, that's just
no. I was entertained, but I was really pulling for you to make the money. What was Vegas like after for all those guys that had your bet? Because some of those sports books, you're going into the fifth and sixth inning, seventh inning, eighth inning, and the Astros are still sitting on 4. I bet you Vegas was going nuts. And then when they hit the jack. When Brantley hit the jack, I bet you people were just throwing stuff.
Well, the crazy thing about it, if we're talking about Vegas, is I believe the over-under was 7.
Mm-hmm.
So people were probably – that had the over 7 were probably feeling, you know, pretty good about themselves after the 4.
Yeah.
The Altuve bomb at least guaranteed a push.
Yeah.
Because when you bet at times, if you feel like you're gonna win or then you feel like you're going to lose,
yeah.
A lot of times you just find yourself pulling for the push.
Yeah.
And the Altuve bomb gave the push, but the Astros just ended up winning. They completely dominated, and they're favorites over the Yankees. Tomorrow, I think it might be another over game. I don't know if it's an Astros over, but I think this whole thing could be an over. I think the Astros are going to hit, and I think Greinke's probably going to give up some runs.
So Greinke again, is it going to be – who's it going to be for the Yankees? Paxton?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked, man.
I don't know. They haven't announced yet. I looked earlier, and they hadn't officially announced it, but I was guessing maybe Paxton. No, it's
Yes, is going to hit that.
Yeah, so that I'm trying to see if I want to co-sign your bet there. I think it's a pretty good bet. What's the over-under? Probably.
I bet it's probably 9.
Here, I got it here. But it's probably in that neighborhood. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's something to keep an eye on. Betting baseball, don't do it during the regular season, but during the postseason, it can be pretty fun. But I don't know whether I enjoyed yesterday or not. With that throw. I mean, obviously, it ended up being good, but that's about as stressful as it can get. And quite honestly, playoff baseball is about as stressful as it can get, too, watching all that stuff. Lee Sterling, I guess he's not on the line yet.
We're trying
to get a hold of him, but when he does get here, we'll help you win some money. So we've talked about, you know, the Astros. We've talked about the Texans. We talked about that. We got some college football as well. I'm going to hit up College Station for the first time. I'm going to check out A&M versus Alabama, and then we have Texas OU before that. I'm not feeling very good about either team's chances. You know how I feel about Texas. I've been to Texas OU probably over 20 times in my life, But I don't feel like this is a game that Texas is built to win this time around just because of how depleted they are.
Right.
But I think the second time around they might have a chance. I think it might be the opposite of last year where you saw Texas beat them the first time.
And if they can stay healthy, if they can get healthy.
I could see that, yeah. Well, the most important –
aren't they most
– secondary, yes.
Yeah, in the secondary?
Yes, which that's is not, – that's not a recipe
that could
for
be problematic.
Oklahoma.
That could be problematic.
I mean,
that could be problematic.
Oklahoma, I think they got the number one tight end recruit in the country. They got the number one receiving recruit in the country. They got CeeDee Lamb, one of the best receivers in the Big 12, and they got some other guys. So, yeah, it's not ideal to be thin in the secondary heading
not
into
ideal.
Oklahoma.
Yeah,
and plus, I keep hearing everybody talk about how, oh, is Texas an underdog by 11? And it's almost like when you say that,
yeah,
usually it gets exposed. A&M, though, your guys, I'm not feeling too good about your guys.
No?
Not feeling too good about you guys.
Somebody was texting her, oh, Lopez, you just sound like an Aggie fan.
What does that mean?
You've heard me say the exact opposite of what I've said today about this game. Like, not feeling very good at all about what they were going to do.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean you sound like an Aggie fan because you think they're going to compete?
No, because I gave you data that shows that at home against Alabama, three of the last four times Alabama's been here, they've played them pretty darn close. And you know, that's a problem. Anyway, we do have Lee Sterling now, I believe, right, Figgy?
You hear the damn music. Lee Sterling on the line, Paramount Sports.
You don't want to hear me talk about
gambling. I don't think he's had a losing week. I don't think he's had a losing week since he's been hopping on here. Lee, you know the drill. Let's win that money, baby. You ready to win some money?
But
yeah, let me ask you a question. Does John have a statue outside of Jackie Sherrill, outside his house?
Oh, Jackie's a buddy of mine.
Oh, he'll name drop Jackie Sherrill.
Jackie's a real
like
good
nothing.
Buddy of mine.
You'll be talking about something that has nothing to do with anything.
No, Lee,
he'll just
hey,
bring up Jackie Sherrill.
I've stood right here, sat right here, yep. And said the Aggies have got no chance in the past. I think they're going to, you know, at home against Alabama. We'll get to all that stuff. But
yep. Why don't we add that as a bonus? You want to add that as a bonus game this week?
You want to add that one as a bonus?
Yeah.
Okay, you can pour a giant 5-gallon bucket of cold water on me. But – let's talk – I know we usually do college football and NFL, but just give me a quick hit from a Vegas perspective, from a handicapper's perspective like yourself, of Astros and Yankees.
Well, the public knows the Yankees more. I mean, you guys live in Houston, but the bottom line is, you know, people follow the Yankees a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Here's the craziest part. This is like the World Series. I mean, whoever wins this if betting the other side, you're crazy because these two teams are just so dominant. I was just talking to a couple of the offshore sportsbook guys and managers, and they said they will open it up anywhere from a 3.5 to 4 to 1 favorite for the Astros or the Yankees if they win. Either team. Yeah.
Wow.
So you'd have to lay $400, $350 or $400 just to win $100 if the Astros make it to the World Series.
All right, let's look at the football weekend. Last week we were 3-2. LSU versus Florida. We're talking about all these Texas matchups, but there's also a nice little ACC matchup. Florida, not what they once were. LSU looks like a national champion dark horse. They're favored by 13 over the Gators. What do you like here?
Well, they're tempting you. They want you, I believe, to bet Florida here. You look at the line, you're like 13 points. He just took care of Auburn. But in their two most impressive wins against Tennessee, who they rolled, and Auburn, who they beat last week, those games were at home. On the road, a neutral site, Miami, two plays away from losing that game. Also, Kentucky, they missed a field goal, or they upset them in Lexington. This game is at night at LSU. LSU lost last year 27-19. Kyle Trask is not 100% for the Gators. He will play with a sprained knee, with a knee brace, but they're coming after him. Joe Burrow, it's like the game has slowed down for the guy. It's like he's playing 7-on-7. It's going to be tight for a while, but LSU pulls away late, 31-13.
All right, well, hit us with the bonus one. Let's talk a little bit of Alabama at Texas A&M.
Here's the notes when I watch games every week on Texas A&M. They're average. There's nothing that stands out. I've written it down three times when I watch these games on Saturdays. Kellerman has not progressed as well as people thought. The running game, they lose their starting running back here. They've averaged 15 points per game against Clemson and Auburn, two good defenses. So let's give them 21, 24, 25 points. I don't think they can stop Alabama's offense. Their defense is mediocre. So Auburn's offense is unstoppable. And also hurting A&M, their four receivers, top receivers, averaging under 14 yards a reception. You got to make big plays against Bama. I about Bama pulling away here, 48-21.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Sounds like an over to me. Yes, sir. Sounds like an over to me.
Andrew's looking Baylor. For double action here.
Hey, that's right. Hey, yeah. See, I saw that 63, and I said, you know what? Alabama scores 50 themselves. Yep. Can A&M score 13? That's how I'm looking at it. Yep. Baylor versus Texas Tech. No offense, John. Baylor versus Texas Tech. This one's interesting to me, Lee, because we saw Texas Tech last week.
Right.
They had a very good first half against Oklahoma State, one of the most explosive offenses in the country. They actually end up beating them. They dominated most of that game. And now you have a Baylor team who's undefeated, but they really haven't played anybody, and they're a double-digit favorite. This sticks out to me, but you're smarter than me. Tell me how I should look at this one if I'm trying to make some bread off of it.
Well, we're going to handicap the games that your listeners want to watch and care about. Everyone's talking about SMU around the country as, you know, the shocker, undefeated. Baylor's undefeated also. Now, they're not as flashy. Their quarterback, Brewer, just gets it done. But Tech needs turnovers to be successful. They don't have great receivers this year like they've had in the past. They were plus +5 in turnover ratio in the game last week when they won 45-35. Baylor D is just so consistent. I mean, Iowa State was on their side of the field three times in the first half in the game 2 weeks ago. They held them out here. And Tech, how about this, 0-5 against the spread on the road here. Make it 0-6. Baylor, 31-17.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, John McClain, happy with that one.
Okay, I'm going to say Red River Shootout because that's how I grew up saying it.
Yeah,
but
thank
let's
you.
Talk about
thank
the,
you.
Let's
thank
talk
you.
About Oklahoma and Texas.
And you guys have been to these games before, right? I know Landry has, right?
20 times.
I've been to about 10.
About 20.
And you get the Fletcher's Corny Dog before the game, right?
You got to get the Fletcher's Corn Dog on the outside of the stadium, and then if you take a right there, there's a food tent. There's $3 beers still at the state
there
fair.
There you go.
Still,
okay.
Still $3 beers inside the tent.
There you go. Okay, you said it. Oklahoma offense almost unstoppable. Texas's offense is not far behind, and now all of a sudden they're getting healthier at running back, wide receiver, and at defensive back. Texas, I just think, has been tested by playing LSU and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma, no test to date here. Herman, 13-3. We've talked about it. Everyone has as an underdog here at Houston and Texas as a head coach. But here's the telling stat. First-year quarterbacks in this game, and I know Jalen Hurts has played in the Iron Bowl. First-year quarterbacks playing an opposing quarterback who started the year before, 2-14 the last 16 times it took place. And I just think it's round one before the rematch in the Big 12 title game in December. I think Oklahoma's going to find a way to win the game 45-40, but give me Texas and the 11 points. I think they have a shot to win the game outright.
Okay.
All right.
He's more confident than me. I like it, Lee.
Go to the big boys, Jaguars at versus the Saints.
I think the Saints are up against it, playing an off surface. I think they just played three really tough games. This could be the start of maybe two- or three-game losing streak for New Orleans, and New Orleans going to have trouble stopping Fournette and Gardner Minshew. I think he's going to be the starter. I know Foles is coming back eventually, but I think Gardner's their guy. Doesn't do anything great. The guy just wins and makes plays here. Give me Jacksonville, 28-20 over New Orleans.
I like that one. I was right there with that. The big game in the around these parts, Kansas City versus the Texans, Patrick Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson. The first time we're going to see these guys match up, likely many matchups ahead. Chiefs a little bit banged up, Lee.
Yep.
Texans about as healthy as any team in the NFL. The line, when I first saw it, it stuck out. It was 5. It dropped to 4 in some places.
Yep.
You got it at 5 right now.
Yep.
Tell me what's going to happen here and which way to lean.
Well, I think the way to go to beat Kansas City, the roadmap is played out, is to run the football. And Indianapolis did that ground and pound like no one else had done to Kansas City. So they're going to have to make adjustments. But here's a problem for Houston. They are not a ground and pound team. The line did great protecting the quarterback last week. No sacks, but I don't know if they can do it 2 weeks in a row here. I think them getting back Hill, looks like he will play in the game for Kansas City, could be the deciding factor. This guy makes at least one or two plays every single week. I like Kansas City here in a shootout, 38-30.
All right. How about that game of the week? And it's got a little local flavor to it, and where our listeners can reach you.
Yeah, Cincinnati against Houston. They want to get it. First 10 callers get it for free. Just call 800-400-9741, 800-400-9741. And not October. Locktober continues. We have another big game coming in the NFL on Sunday. On these 40 to 50 unit plays, an incredible 39-15 going back the last decade. So you want to get 3 weeks, my executive phone service, and it will include this big 40 to 50 unit play on Sunday. Just go to ParamountSports.com. Use coupon code SAVE100. Just $297. ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. That's Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Let's win some money. It's a big weekend. Let's get that bread. He's got me thinking. Confirm some of my thoughts. Kind of reverse
Which
the
one
others.
Of his picks do you like the best? Tell me when we come back. One jumped out at me.
I'm just not feeling Texas as much as everybody else, which is rare. I'm always honest with you, John, like, about it. I'm just not feeling Texas as much. But he's making me think about it, and I might be able to talk myself into it tomorrow. but that's Lee Sterling. He joins us every Football Friday at 12:40. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. Let's go around the NFL. Let's look at all the action in the NFL. Some big stuff going on in the Texans division. And yesterday, the Patriots, they remained unbeaten. A lot of people are comparing their defense to some of the all-time great defenses, which I think is one of the biggest jokes I've heard in a long time. I'll tell you why New England is actually extremely beatable next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.